But watch what you say. Watch what the f*** you say. And if I was really like back in the day in New York, I'd meet you outside. I'd meet you outside. But I'm a lady and I have a class.
Welcome to the Commie House. Friends, there is no new episode this week. I know, I'm sorry, but new episodes will resume August the 23rd. Until then, here's some bloopers for you to enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Let's start these bloopers.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Roll that back for me.
Okay. We are recording. 3, 2, 1.
Well, yeah. Queued up to see or experience.
Yeah, I am excited.
What about
to
Donda?
Read.
Are you excited about Donda? Fuck no.
What? Okay.
I always have hope for Kanye. But then, like,
he really be on a 10, though,
bro. He really be on a 10.
He be on a 10, and he just be doing shit, and you be like, damn, I didn't ask for this.
What was the gospel album called?
Yay.
No, the one.
No.
I forgot.
It wasn't called Yay?
It wasn't called Light. It's like, He is the Way, He is the Light. Hold on.
It was called Melodies from Heaven.
No.
Melodies from Heaven. Rain down on me.
And the people say,
melodies from heaven rain down on me. Rain.
Is that not the name of it?
That's not the name of the album.
It's a Sunday. Yes, Jesus is King, and then he had his choir come out with something.
I read somewhere he was singing about it, so.
In Donda or Jesus is King?
Jesus is King. No, I'm just playing. But you see why he's always on 10? Because you thought for a second that that was true.
God, Kanye will really say
because the nigga
shit
be
like
on a 10, like, because I'm Jesus. Be on the table. I'm Jesus, and we're all Jesus, but I'm more Jesus than y'all.
Well, you know he kind of said something like that when Jesus came out, and he had that song "I Am a God."
Yep,
ma'am.
I don't like Jesus.
I didn't like Jesus. Mm-mm.
I gotta go back.
I like Bound.
I like Blood on the Leaves.
And Blood on the Leaves.
I like New Slaves.
I like New Slaves.
I like Bound, but the video.
The video's trash.
That was during his "You Niggas Is Gonna Love Kim Kardashian" phase. And he was like stuffing that bitch down our throat.
Mm-hmm. Now look at
I'm me. Like, listen, the ass and the titties cannot fit in my throat, bro. I don't want it.
Now look at him.
Enjoy it at your house.
Exactly. I don't want to see it all the time.
And it's so weird because he fucking hates being famous. Like, he hates paparazzi and shit. Kim's whole thing is paparazzi. How did that work?
How did that happen?
You know, Kim and Amber Rose are the same sign.
Are they?
And I think that same sign is compatible with
Gemini's.
Kanye.
Is he a Gemini? He's a Gemini. He was born on June 6th, I think.
Yeah, I think. And like, that is a weird combination, but Amber Rose wanted fame too.
Did she?
She wanted. It's not that.
I think she wanted money.
She wanted,
and she knew she could get money because there was something about her that was popular.
Yeah, like, she knew that she had a look to sell.
Because I think if she could have made money coding, she would have made money coding.
Yeah.
But she just was the fine-ass light-skinned girl, so she was like.
Yeah.
And then Kanye found her, and it was so weird.
And Kanye didn't want her to talk now.
That was weird as fuck, because I had never heard that bitch voice until after they broke up.
I think he has a control issue.
I think that probably. He pedestalizes people and things, and then he, once he sees that they're not as great as he thought it was, he don't want it no more.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend Alexis, which was like the OG Kanye girlfriend,
that black girl,
mm-hmm,
the one he was gonna marry that time.
Yeah, she was really pretty.
She was a model,
and she was like a fashion designer.
But that's what he always goes after, that type of thing. He wants to go after the pinnacle of whatever it is he's chasing. He went and found the white girl with the fattest ass. He went and found what some would consider a really pretty black girl. She don't consider herself to be black, but a really pretty black girl. And then he found a real pretty ass model. He just likes to go to the extremes with what he chooses for himself, but he wants to love them as much as he loves himself, and he never does. And when he doesn't, he breaks up with them.
And he dates like a lot of women that have like these independent mind
frames. Because, like, granted, Amber Rose is a little...
She kind of dumb, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's independent. She wanted to make her own money. Yeah,
she's independent and she's empathetic.
Yeah. And then Alexis wanted to make her own money and... Kim really doesn't need Kanye.
Hell no, she don't.
Kim doesn't need Kanye. Mm-hmm. And I think...
I don't think he need a woman that needs him. I think he just wants something that he considers mm-hmm. to be really great. Mm-hmm. And when they don't work out to be that way, he's just disenchanted with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn to just love people for them being them.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking weirdo.
I always thought it was weird, like, on that episode of the Kardashians when, like, Kanye... throughout Kim's like entire closet and like bought her more clothes, like clothes that he thought was fashionable, and like Kim cried and she was like, she didn't like that, and she said that herself, that like when that happened she thought it was the most tackiest shit ever, but for the love of her husband she did it. All Courtney and Kim and Khloe like both ripped Yeezy season of trash like to shreds.
I don't like Yeezy season
on keeping up like on the Kardashian show.
I didn't hate it. I really like simplistic pieces because you can wear them with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that, but I will say that he goes overboard with everything that he does. Mm-hmm. Like I could have been perfectly fine with that like monotone ass like tank tops and fucking spandex shorts without them ugly ass shoes, like
mm-hmm.
fuck, just pick a ugly.
Pick one ugly.
Yeah, pick one
it's
ugly.
It's too much ugly.
It's a lot of ugly in it's fashion, ugly. But it's all about how you wear things, mm-hmm. though. But Kanye is just on it. He is just...
Everything has to be on a 10.
With him. And it's a lot to consume. But I'll take an album. That motherfucker will put an album out.
I'm going to think about listening to it.
I'm going to listen to it. Even if I got to download it and play it on my Samsung thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to think about it.
I will... play that shit. I will download that shit and play it on my fucking Samsung app.
See, the thing for me is that I always want old Kanye to come back, and I know old Kanye's not gonna, it's not gonna come back. He can give me like Kanye can give me like, you know, those old school samples on like one track and I'll be extremely excited. But I know I'm not gonna get old Kanye back because Kanye is just on another level right now.
I think you will get someone back, something back from him at some point. I think he's gonna get tired of like trilling between manic and like chilling. I think he's gonna get tired of it.
I hope so.
I think he'll get tired of it, and I think that he'll try to come up with some ways to kind of control that or learn to channel that.
I hope so. That's what I really hope for Kanye, because like his album releases, it always starts out like this. He lets you know that it's coming out, right? And he'll put out like merchandise. He'll do his promotion. He'll start doing interviews. He'll, you know, Kanye will sound like he has his shit together. Like, okay, Kanye's back.
He never does to me. The nigga literally rented out a big ass space, invited people, and then stood in the middle of the stadium and didn't say nothing. I don't have time for you, girl. Mm-hmm. Everything you do is a production. I don't have time for that.
I don't have time.
And if I was famous and he invited me to that, I would have left.
It's very Lauryn Hill, and I'm not interested in
it's
that.
Really not even Lauryn Hill. She just need to get her fucking chakras together. After she get them, she gonna sing. If you allow her to,
her 7 hours.
If the venue don't, you know, make the people get out first.
She ready and shit.
Yeah, if she ready and shit, she gonna sing. But Kanye be on a fucking 10, bro.
What was that? He was supposed, what's that karaoke show where they like sing, like they drive in a car and they like.
Oh, yeah, with the guy.
I can't think of his name.
James Corbin?
I think so. You know, he was supposed to do one of those and he bailed at the end of the minute. Because he didn't feel like doing it.
Fuck you.
Like, they confirmed with him several times. Are you good for the show? Are you good for the show? He said yes every time.
I don't
time.
Get why they would want him. Because the thing about it is, what is interesting about Kanye's personality? Besides all that crazy... I don't want to say crazy because I don't want anybody to feel like I'm being ableist. But all of that...
What songs?
All the antics. What do you like about him as a person besides that? Now that he's moved away from Kanye's for the people... What is it that you like about him?
As
a person, there's nothing. Even when he's interviewing, he's very awkward. He's dry as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Even when he laughs, it feel like it pains. Like it just
his laugh is very ha ha ha.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, or it's like a forced laugh that he really doesn't think anything is funny. And then you can tell he's like focused something really intently on something.
You don't have to do interviews. Beyonce doesn't do interviews.
Rihanna barely do interviews. Rihanna is who I would like to see in the car. See, Rihanna has the personality you want to see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tyler, the Creator, has a personality you want to see. Kanye West is like...
I don't think he knows. He doesn't know who he is.
You think so?
I don't think he knows who he is. He's always just been.
I think he knows who he is. I think Drake doesn't know who he is.
That's different. He knows who he is. He steals everything because he knows his.
Drake is a culture vulture. He's a culture vulture. Is that happens to be kind of cute.
He is real cute, but that nigga is corny as fuck.
Just those tattoos look like locker stickers.
He look like just like a Chipotle bag. He look crazy. No, you know who really like a Chipotle bag? Adam Levine. He look like a Chipotle bag.
He's built weird.
Is he?
No, it's just
body. It's long. His torso long and his legs are short.
It's weird.
That's unfortunate. Good thing he has a decent enough face.
Mm-hmm. The tattoos make up for it.
Yeah. I don't want him. I don't like it. I don't know. I'm not attracted to him. I'm attracted to Drake, though. But at the same time, he's corny as fuck.
He's a Scorpio. They're quite
corny,
toxic. They're not toxic.
He's toxic. You can tell his lyrics are toxic as fuck.
Scorpios are weird. Like,
yeah, you don't remember how Rihanna told him not to talk to him.
When Scorpios date you, they just.
I thought the whole Rihanna Drake thing was like. And that shit blew my mind. I was like, it blew my mind how he was just always up her ass.
That's how Scorpios are. Like, they are literally your number one fan. Like, they love you so much.
But that's cool if we love each other. But if I hate you, or if I just ain't feeling you like that, if you're in that mode where you're like one foot in the friend zone, one foot in like coochie land, it that's not attractive. And so if you're like, cause you know all them pictures they took of Drake when he was like just in the club with Rihanna laughing and shit, she just looking and he just laughing like she told him the most funny joke he ever heard. And then the time she was on stage and he came up
and tried to like hug her or kiss her,
and she
her.
Was just like,
yeah, Scorpios, if you don't like, they're very touchy feely and they want to show their love when they really like you, and they want to spend every waking moment of their day with you. Mm. Their love is very consuming. And if you don't like that consuming type of love, then it's not for you. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be consumed.
But I always find Scorpios to be, they're never broke. I've never met a broke Scorpio. I met one ain't shit. Close to their way to making money, but I've never met a broke Scorpio. And they'll spend the money on you. Mm. I like that. I like the way they spend money. But their love can be kind of, it can be a lot. It can be a lot. It could be a lot. And they can be very insecure. When they really like you and they're like thinking about commitment, mm-hmm. like, they'll get very insecure.
Yeah.
He got very insecure. For which, not really sure why. The police is knocking at the door. Hold on, y'all. I'm kidding. It's not the police.
12.
It's our friend Dez. But BRB, y'all, we be back. Keep that in there.
Look at how she got this. You see how she got this big granny bag? That's the bag your granny take to the movies under her jacket.
With the whole 4-course meal.
Hell yeah. My auntie used to take us to the movies. And she would bring in. One time she brought in Bennigan's.
What?
She brought in Bennigan's, bro. She brought in Bennigan's. She brought...
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Bro, she brought in 4 Bennigan's burgers.
for an hour and a half movie.
Do you remember how big them fucking burgers was?
That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Them hoes was big as fuck.
A movie is only 2 hours.
No, and we were seeing kids movies, bro.
That's an hour and a half.
Yes, that's an hour and a half. She would have a whole, like, one time she brought in Wingstop.
Whole combo? Whole combo with the drink and the fries.
Yeah, with the drink and the fries. And I was just like, damn, bitch, is this Mary Poppins back? I love this bitch. She got all the snacks and all the food. She was fucking with the groceries.
Four Bennigans.
Burgers with the fries. Like, the whole thing. And we would, like, put it together and go inside. And I would just be like, oh, my God, we're going to go to jail. Cause I had never done that before. Like, I had snuck in like some chips, but she had like a whole 4-course meal. She had fucking Thanksgiving turkey in that bitch, some cranberry sauce, some greens and shit. I'm like, damn, this crazy. But we'd be in there grubbing and wouldn't have to pay for no movie.
That movie would be expensive, yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty. Okay. Back into the show. I don't know. What was it? The week?
Yeah, we had the week.
That's going to be part of blooper reel because that was crazy. I feel like that laugh really took hold of you.
It did. It did, friend. It did.
Okay. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad week.
It wasn't bad.
And I do believe you that. I think you're right. I think if we, you know, got some shit popping on the side, Crystal, we got some shit popping on the side, we can get the fuck out of some situations.
I'm just saying. Okay. We are going to work this out. I'm dead ass.
Period.
We're going to work this out.
Yo, let me get some of the snack that smiles back.
Where you at?
Bro, you want some of this snack?
Nah, I'm good.
It smiles back.
It smiles back, bro.
Right.
We really just listened to a cicada have sex.
You did. And I blessed it with a song at the end.
Wow. He got it there and out.
I gave him a song, friend.
Wow. That is wild.
He knocked that shit out.
Quick.
Went to sleep.
This was a mistake.
Just immediately, just like, no. Whoops.
Now go ahead. Can I take that out if it's way over there? Hold on. I'm almost done.
Just wait.
I mean, we better not hear no more cicadas have sex.
That was loud.
That was loud.
Oh, huh.
That's ridiculous.
That sound like a rattlesnake. You sure it ain't a rattlesnake?
Blah. Nah, you can tell.
Legs.
That would be delicious.
It ain't crawfish season no more, so you might as well just spend the money on what you want. That's what I'm gonna do. I know they're not trying to have sex again. You hear that?
Come on, Cletus, we ready.
Come on, Cletus. Is that Topo Chico cold?
It's cold as hell.
It looks so tasty.
I don't like it as like cold, bro. It's because the
ooh, it hits.
If I had some food, it'd be different.
It hits on another level.
I did have a little delicious Kona of a burger.
A what, Ren?
A Kona.
Little piece.
Little piecey piece.
Yeah, I never been there. That burger's really good.
I can't believe that. You got to go try that, friend.
Yeah,
you got to go get that marshmallow sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Without the lemon in it.
Without the lemon in it?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Well,
yeah, why would lemon be in marshmallow sauce?
That sounds disgusting, don't it?
No. It depends on the thing.
Mm-mm. I don't like lemon. You don't in like my lemon. Shit.
What's happening? What is this? Yeah, let me try it out.
Of course you want to try it out.
Did I try?
You did.
Eating ass, Nikki.
What you
there
talking you about?
Take that. Oh, whoa.
What are you doing?
Hold on. What you say?
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we recording? Like,
hold on.
Yeah.
You are recording.
How it tastes? Do it taste lemony?
Do it.
Let me try.
It tastes lemony.
Good.
Yeah, because I know what it's supposed to taste like. And I'm gonna know if it's wrong. It's you. It's something wrong. Yeah, this is it. This is it. That's a crystal. That's it, ain't it?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, friend, it's you.
What you been doing?
What you been eating?
That's you, friend. I'm sorry, friend.
Edibles.
I'm sorry, friend. That's you.
Why she do listen.
That? Why you do that?
Tell your mama to
go sit your ass down.
Tell your mama to send us some edibles because Chris and Bilal, they want to die and I want them to go.
I'm trying to get fucked up.
I want them to have that experience.
I'm going down September 3rd.
All
right. Okay, well, my funds will be ready. Do you need me to send it to you now?
Listen, even though I died, I still want one.
Oh, yeah.
I need another one of them vapes, friend. Bro, that baby beat my ass. You know that thing lasted for like 4 months, like 4 weeks? It's been 4 weeks. A beautiful thing for only $45. That baby beat my ass. Whoa, what's going on with these fries? What we doing? You gonna just leave them here? Oh, okay.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah, friend, that vape, that was it right there, friend. Thank you. That beat my ass.
I believe it.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been at my desk lately, just, you know, staring at my screen. People be asking me, am I okay? Because I look sad. I'm fine. I'm high. I can't tell them that, but I'm fine. I'm high. I'm high.
Any good your job just don't test randomly?
Very.
Must be nice.
I don't think they want to know because...
Because they know they would have to fire everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Like the Schenectady branch closed. What happened? Everybody got COVID? No, we. I know.
Damn,
another one bites the dust.
Be careful. You in a white office. You know half of them do the coke, too.
We got some bitches in there that do
I'm
coke.
Pretty sure people.
I know that for sure.
I know people in my jobbies.
Bro, it's crazy.
Coking it up, bro.
Like, white people love cocaine.
White people love cocaine. Like, going to SMU and...
Snortmore University. I used to party up there, dude.
Knowing a lot of people like in corporate, there's so much casual cocaine use to me. That's so crazy.
SMU had a lot of like, hey, you want to come over? I got a line going, you know.
Nah, girl, I'm good. You can.
Not me.
I used to party with the little SMU kids.
I don't want nothing to.
You want to come over? We're going to have a little
touch the inside of my nose like that,
boy. Y'all motherfuckers used to be having drug parties on campus.
The only time I would do cocaine is if I was in, like, the faculty. Muscles. Love muscles.
I had crab legs on Sunday.
All right, stop.
Not talking. From the boiling crab, though.
I'm hungry.
Where are you cooking?
The boiling pot.
What's the boiling pot?
The boiling pot. That's it's a place that's not that far from, like, boiling crab. They not cheap.
Ah.
Is it good?
Their spice meter is on, yeah, it's good. It's, but you know, I be wanting that shebang.
The whole sink.
But they, their Mesquite spice.
Mesquite got a little place, too. It's really a knockoff of it's literally a knockoff of, Boiling Crab.
Are they cheap?
And it is.
They cheap?
Would you say it's about the same price or cheaper? A couple like dollars cheaper, right?
Yeah, it's like $20 or whatever, like a pound with a potato and some corn.
See, that's that right there that be fucking you up because you want the potatoes, you want the corn, you want the salt. I do.
I don't want the sausage. I don't want the potatoes or the corn.
Listen, and
you know what I do though? I be boiling the eggs. You know what my mom, she boils the eggs and then she cuts cucumbers. And I like the cucumbers because it cuts that grease. It cuts the grease. And it helps you digest. I'm just saying, next time you go, cut you some little slices of cucumber. Dip it in that sauce, bro. I promise you. It's really good.
They all right. I just got crab legs. I spent a lot of money.
And they put in a place in Mesquite called Juicy Crab.
Ooh.
Girl, they shipped their boxes through my station. And I seen that. I pushed my glass down. I said, where this place at? Emporium Circa. That's down the street. I know y'all not putting another fish place over. I know you're not doing that. I'm getting these crab legs. I called Linda and told her, I said, Linda, girl, Emporium Circle. I think they're going to put it where Wingstop used to be.
Off of where?
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little place.
Because, you know, Wingstop moved the fuck out and upgraded.
Is Target still over there?
Absolutely. That big ass fucking Target. They giving out COVID shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Target's came a long way. It used to not be a super Target.
It didn't, but they made that bitch
they
big.
They made that bitch big.
It's big, bro.
Did they have the, is it a super Target, like grocery included?
Yeah, they got grocery. Yeah, I remember. But yeah, they got a full grocery side.
I remember when it didn't have grocery.
They got a full grocery side.
Damn.
And also Academy moved across the street. They got a new store too.
They were right next to 24-Hour Fitness.
Yeah. No, they was across the street from 24-Hour Fitness. And now they're next to 24-Hour Fitness. Yeah, bro. And they put an Ulta over there. And a Home Goods.
So did that Ulta move over there?
Yep. It moved.
I used to work over there.
Yeah, Mesquite is like really... And where that Radio Shack used to be, they put a Blaze Pizza.
I'm glad they did something with that building. That bitch was just sitting.
Because ain't nobody shacking no radios.
Ain't nobody shacking no radios.
You know, our Radio Shack ours would be so fucking dark.
I don't know.
I remember going in there. I was like, I can barely see. What's happening? Yeah, those spotlights and stuff. Over there. Ambient lighting for this goddamn electronic store.
By the time they closed, they were just like real specialized tech.
Mm-hmm. It was specialized tech, and like also other places did it better. You might as well just go to Cons or fucking Fry's for this
stuff.
Fry's. And also, it was the boom of like Amazon and online shopping where you could just get stuff just as quick for
Half
the price, yeah.
And back then, you know. Yeah, like you said, that was the boom of online shopping.
Yeah, no.
I love online shopping.
Yep.
My philosophy is that people deserve to do...
I got the munchies.
Yeah, I see.
I got the munchies, bro.
My philosophy is that people deserve
I've been
to
smoking
do
all day.
More mentally strenuous jobs and less, like, cleaning toilets and shit. I feel like with all those jobs that we give away to, like, machines and shit... We can start to put more people in other positions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to look at it as a job loss. There's an opportunity for new jobs.
Opportunity for growth, new management positions.
For new jobs.
You can always replace a bot.
I think like the donkey boy on a Gretzko.
Oh.
Remember how he was saying? He's like, yeah, I think we could get rid of these jobs, but at the same time, I think now we can take these people and put them in higher paying, like, better jobs.
The jobs they want to do.
Now, he was talking about people have been, like, laid off for a couple years.
Say, don't mind that. Yeah, no.
Muscles. Love muscles.
I had crab legs on Sunday.
All right, stop
talking. Not from the boiling crab, though.
I'm hungry.
Where are you cooking?
The boiling pot.
What's the boiling pot?
The boiling pot. It's a place. It's not that far from like a boiling crab. They not cheap.
Ah.
Is it good?
Their spice meter is on, yes, good. It's, but you know, I be wanting that shebang.
The whole sink.
But they, their Mesquite spice.
Mesquite got a little place too. It's really a knockoff of a, it's literally a knockoff of a Boiling Crab.
Are they cheap?
And it is.
They cheap.
Would you say it's about the same price or cheaper? Like a couple like dollars a cheaper, right?
Yeah, it's like a like $20 or whatever. Like a pound with a potato and some corn.
See, that's that right there that be fucking you up because you want the potatoes, you want the corn, you want the salt. Shit. I do.
I don't want the sausage. I don't want the potatoes or the corn.
Listen,
you know what I do though? I be boiling the eggs. You know what my mom, she boils the eggs and then she cuts cucumbers. And I like the cucumbers because it cuts that grease. It cuts the grease. And it helps you digest.
Hmm.
I'm just saying, next time you go, cut you some little slices of cucumber. Dip it in that sauce, bro. I promise you.
Bad.
It's really good.
They all right. I just got crab legs. I spent a lot of money.
And they put in a place in Mesquite called Juicy Crab.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Girl, they shipped their boxes through my station. And I seen that. I pushed my glass down. I said, where this place at? Emporium Circa. That's down the street. I know y'all not putting another fish place over. I know you're not doing that. I'm getting these crab legs. I called Linda and told her, I said, Linda, girl, Emporium Circle. I think they're going to put it where Wingstop used to be.
Off of where?
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little place.
Because, mm-hmm. You know, Wingstop moved the fuck out and upgraded.
Is Target still over there?
Absolutely. That big ass fucking Target. They giving out COVID shots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Target's came a long way. Used to not be a super Target.
It didn't, but they made that bitch big.
They made that bitch big.
It's big, bro.
Mm-hmm. Did they have the, is it a super Target, like grocery included?
Yeah, they got grocery. Yeah, I remember. But yeah, they got a full grocery side.
I remember when it didn't have grocery.
They got a full grocery side.
Damn.
And also Academy moved across the street. They got a new store too.
They were right next to 24-Hour Fitness.
Yeah. No, they was across the street from 24-Hour Fitness. And now they're next to 24-Hour Fitness. Yeah, bro. And they put an Ulta over there. And a Home Goods.
So did that Ulta move over there?
Yep. It moved.
I used to work over there.
Yeah, Mesquite is like really. And where that Radio Shack used to be, they put a Blaze Pizza.
I'm glad they did something with that building. That bitch was just sitting.
Because ain't nobody shacking no radios.
Ain't nobody shacking no radios.
You know how Radio Shack artists would be so fucking dark?
I don't know.
I remember going in there. I was like, I can barely see. What's happening? Yeah, those spotlights and stuff. Over there. Ambient lighting for this goddamn electronics store.
By the time they closed, they were just like real specialized tech.
Mm-hmm. It was specialized tech, and like also other places did it better. You might as well just go to Cons and fucking Fry's for this
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Fry's. And also, it was the boom of like Amazon and online shopping where you could just get stuff just as quick for
half like, the more, price.
Half the price, yeah.
And back then, you know. Yeah, like you said, that was the boom of online shopping.
Yeah, no.
I love online shopping.
Yep.
My philosophy is that people deserve to do...
I got the munchies.
Yeah, I see.
I got the munchies, bro.
My philosophy is that people deserve
I've been
to
smoking
do
all day.
More mentally strenuous jobs and less, like, cleaning toilets and shit. I feel like with all those jobs that we give away to, like, machines and shit... We can start to put more people in other positions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to look at it as a job loss. There's an opportunity for new jobs.
Opportunity for growth, new management positions.
For new jobs.
You can always replace a bot.
I think like the donkey boy on a Gretzko.
Oh.
Remember how he was saying? He was like, yeah, I think we could get rid of these jobs, but at the same time, I think now we can take these people and put them in higher paying, like, better jobs.
The jobs they want to do.
The jobs they want to do. Now, he was talking about people being, like, laid off for a couple years.
Say, don't mind that.